Today's daf is Bav Metzia, daf Tzadi Gimel. We are on daf Tzadi Beis Amud Beis. We are in the middle of the sugya where the Gemara is discussing when a poel goes into someone else's field and he's allowed to eat. Is it Mishalahu Ochel or Mishal Shemaimu Ochel? Is it that it's considered part of his compensation that he's being paid by being allowed to eat, and therefore it's completely his and he can go and transfer that food to anybody else that he wants? Or do we assume, no, that it's Mishal Shemaimu Ochel, that it's that the Ribbono Shalom gives him the special zuchus in being allowed to eat it, but it's not that the food becomes his to be able to do as he pleases with it. No, he has a zuchus achila in the food. He's allowed to eat the food. That's something that the Torah allows him to do, but it's not something that becomes his. So we said that there are 9 rayas, one way or the other, whether Mishalohu Ochel or Mishal Shemayim Ochel. We are up to raya number 9. We're up to Tashma on Sadi Bezim Bez about 10 lines before the lines get wide. Tashma, Kotze Tatamali de Atmali de Beno Bito Gadolmali de Avdav Shvchasa Gadolmali de Ishto, Vipreshesh Ben Das. If a person is supposed to work and get the food, a person can make a deal with the employer that instead of giving me food, I'd rather take money. Meaning, instead of these benefits, just pay me instead. So he's kotzeitz. Rashi says kotzeitz lital ma'os v'lo yochal, to take money instead of to eat. But not only for himself, not only if he's the one that's going to work, but even if it's his adult son or daughter, or his adult eved or shivcha, or his wife that's supposed to work, the husband slash master slash father is allowed to make such a deal with the employer that, look, instead of feeding them, do me a favor, just make the paycheck a little bit fatter. And he's allowed to do that because yesh bahen das, all these people that he's doing it for, that he's making such a deal for, have their own das, and as Rashi says, v'yadi v'kamachli, they're fully aware of what he's doing, and they're obviously mochel, they're mochel, the rights to eat the food, so that the paycheck will be a little bit fatter. Now, even though they're not receiving the paycheck, it's the father, husband, master that's receiving it, but they're okay with that, they're mochel it. Aval eino But you can't do something like that if it is your young children that are working, your young avadim that are working, and if it's your eved, that's your behema rather, that's working. Because those people and the behema do not have das, and therefore they're unable to be mochel the rights to eat. So what's the issue over here? Kasalka daitach b'malalem mezonos. We're assuming the circumstances over here are where the husband slash father slash master are feeding the people under his care, and he's taking care of them in terms of their mezonos, and therefore he's entitled to their ma'asei yadayim. He's entitled to the benefits of their work. So I understand very well if you're going to say Mishal Shemayim Ochel, that the Zuchus Achila is not something that belongs to you, it's something that's Mishal Shemayim, Mishum Hachi Eino Kotzeitz. Then I understand very well why such a deal is unacceptable when you're dealing with people who cannot be Mochel. When you're dealing with young children, young Avadim, Behema, you can't make such a deal because it's not yours. It's not something that becomes yours. It's something that's there's zuchus of achila. Eli yamrit mishalohu ochel. But if you say that this is just part of the compensation and you're the one that's receiving the compensation for them because you're the one that's providing them the mezonos, so katanim nami nakutzluhu. I don't care if they're young. You should still be able to make such a deal. If the paycheck is written out to you, to the father, master, husband, then you're the one who's the Baal Davar over here. You should be able to make a deal regarding the compensation. Why should, if it's Mishalohu Ochel, why are you limited and not allowed to make such a deal? So answers Gemara, no, Hachem Ayaskinon, B'she'ein Malu Lehen Mezonos. No, the case is over here where you're not providing the Mezonos for these children. And therefore, if you're not providing the Mezonos, you have no entitlement to the Ma'asei Yadayim. The paycheck does not go to you. That's why you're not allowed to make such a deal. But frak the Gemara, if that's the case, Yahachi Gedolim Nami, then why should it make a difference? Why should it be only children that you're not entitled to make such a deal for? Even adults also, even if your children are older, you should not be able to make such a deal. You're not involved. You're not the one that's receiving the check. So answers the Gemara, Gedolim Yadi Bekamachli. Enochinami, you're not really allowed to do this without their permission for Gedolim, but if they are mochel, they're mochel. You're allowed to be mochel. Any monetary issues, so the Gedolim are mochel. The older children are mochel in our case. Period. So that was what we quoted just now, is a Mishnah we're going to have in today's daf. Now the Gemara is going to quote a Braisa that says almost the same thing as the Mishnah, but veers in one important place. So says the Gemara, Vatan Raposhia, Raposhia taught a Braisa, Kotzeitz Adam al yidei atzmo, val yidei ishto, avalo yidei behemto. A person is allowed to make such a deal to receive monetary compensation rather than the right to eat if he's the one that's working, if his wife is the one that's working, not if his behemah is the one that's working. So far, exactly like our Mishnah. He's allowed to make such a deal for his older children, not for his younger children. Again, so far, exactly like the Mishnah. Here's where it changes. And you can make such a deal for your avadim, whether they're gedolim or ketanim. Now, in our Mishnah, we had that you can make such a deal for your avadim or gedolim, but not for your avadim or ketanim. So my lesson, we have to figure out what's the point of dispute over here between our Mishnah and this Braisa. My lav idi v'idi b'malan lehen mezonos. This is really a tenth raya. I should have mentioned that it's 10, not 9. This is really a tenth raya. So my lav idi v'idi b'malan lehen mezonos. Aren't we to assume that both cases, both the Mishnah and the Braisa, are talking about situations where you are providing for them, and therefore you should be entitled to their ma'isi adayim, u'bahakam iflgi, and the machlokas really revolves around this, the mar savar mishalohu ochel, u'mar savar mishal shamayim ochel, and the whole machlokas about the whether you could be kotzeitz for avadim ketanim, where our Mishnah said you cannot, and the Braisa said you can, is whether it's mishalohu ochel, or mishal shamayim ochel, whether it's a zuchus that as someone who's entitled to the paycheck, because you're malam mazonos, you should be entitled to that as well. Or you say, no, mishal shamayim uochel, and therefore you're not entitled to it, because it's something that comes directly from the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's a zuchus achila for them, it's not part of the compensation, and therefore you're not entitled to it. So when it came to our Mishnah that said that you're not entitled to it, so we were assuming that it's mishal shamayim uochel. When it came to our the Braisa, it's mishalohu uochel. So it says, Merlo, dekuli alma mishalohu uochel. Now everyone would agree that is mishalohu ochel. V'lo kasha, kan b'shein malalem mezonos, u'braisa b'malalem mezonos. No, it's just that the Mishnah says you're not entitled to make such a deal with avdo v'shufchasa ha'katanim, because we were talking in the Mishnah in a case where you don't provide support for them. And that's why you have no entitlement to make such a deal on their paycheck. But the Braisa is talking about where you are malalehen mezonos, where you are supporting them. So it's interesting, in the Havamina we assume that clearly they're both talking about where you are malalehen mezonos. If you look at Tosos, ma'alav idi vidi b'malalehen mezonos, Tosos points out that just two lines earlier we had said that the Mishnah could very well be talking about a case where it's ein malalehen mezonos. So Tosos says, afagav de shaper uki kvar masnisen be'ein malalehen mezonos, hasha da'isi Braisa de trichem lu'ukma b'malalehen mezonos, svirle lu'ukma masnisen domid Braisa. Yeah, but we had just said that the Mishnah could very well be talking about Ein Malal and Mizonos, but once we have a Braisa that says almost the same exact thing as the Mishnah, and the Braisa has to be talking about a case of Malal and Mizonos, so we would have rather have said that the Mishnah is also talking about Malal and Mizonos. Didn't work out, and we had to go back and say no, that the Mishnah is talking about Ein Malal and Mizonos, and the Braisa is talking about Malal and Mizonos. So b'mayu kimta, what did we say the Braisa is talking about? B'malal and Mizonos, where you're supporting the children, the avadim, etc. So yachi, if that's the case, ketam nami napetzluhu. So why can't you make such a deal for your own children? I mean, we said that the Braisa had said that there was a chiluk between the ketanim and the gedolim when it comes to your children. So when it comes to the gedolim, you're allowed to make such a deal. When it comes to the ketanim, you're not allowed to. But if we're talking about that you're supporting them, so why can't you make such a deal for your children? You're the one that's entitled to the paycheck, so you should be able to make a deal that you should be able to get compensation instead of them having the zuchus of achila to eat from the field. And says Gemara, "Tzarayu dubro bito ketanim lo zachilei rachmana." No, it's painful for a child to be working and not be allowed to eat anything, to be working with food and not be allowed to eat anything. The tsar of the child is not something that you have the right to. When you give mezonos to the child, you have the right to their compensation. But the tsar that they're going to go through is not something you have the right to. If you look at Tosos, lo zachu de rachmana, lav davka nakad rachmana. Now, the word rachmana implies that we're dealing with dinim darais over here. So he says, no, it's lav davka, the Torah that we're talking about. It's a din derabanan that a metziah of a katan and the schar, the wages of a katan, go to the father. So even if it would be that the tsar would go to the father, it wouldn't be a din daraisa, it would be din derabanan. El kolomar lo zachu. Rabbanan. What we're trying to say is, even though the wages, the Rabbanan gave you the right to the wages, the Rabbanan did not give you the right to the Tsar. V'rivan gar slo zachle Rabbanan. The Rivan actually had such a girsa that it's lo zachle Rabbanan, not lo zachle Rachmana. Inami, another possibility, nakat Rachmana mishum bito. Diminatora maisiya da shalom, but Tsar lo zachle Rachmana. The reason it chooses Rachmana in terms of Torah is because of the case of bito, of a daughter, because by a daughter, it Taka is a din daraisa, that the Maisi Adayim, that her work goes to you. So with the Torah, the Gemara is trying to emphasize, yes, it's a din daraisa, her work goes to you. But the tsar, that you don't have the rights over, you're not the owner of her tsar. So says Gemara, B'mayu kimtel masnisin, our Mishnah, how do we explain our Mishnah? B'shein malalem mezonos. We said our Mishnah is talking about a case where you're not supporting the children of the Eved. So hanicha l'man yamar eina rav yachalom ala Eved, asemi v'enizan chashem. Shapir. So that works out really great if you assume that a master does not have the ability to say to an Eved, I want you to work for me, but I'm not going to support you, I'm not going to feed you. So I understand if a master cannot say that to the Eved, then our Mishnah makes perfect sense. Our Mishnah is talking about where you have Avadim, that you are not supporting, and they're katanim, so they can't be mochel, so you do not have the right to mess around with their compensation. You can't mess around with their compensation because you have no entitlement to their compensation. You're not supporting them. That works well if you hold that when you're not supporting them, you have no entitlement to their compensation. But what if you hold that the master can just tell the Eved, I want you to work, but guess what, I'm not giving you food. And he's entitled to do that. So just because he's not supporting them doesn't mean he's not entitled to the compensation. So then why in that case can't the master make such a deal of being kotzeitz to get compensation rather than the right to eat for avada v'shivchasa ketanim? Ella must be edv ed b'shein malan mezonos, that the Mishnah and the Brice are talking about where you're not supporting them. Uba hapligi, and maybe that's goof of the machlokas. Demar sover yachal, umar sover ein yachal. Machlokas between the Mishnah and the Braisa of whether when it comes to Avadim Ketanim you have the right to make such a deal for them that they should not receive the Zuchuse Achila and instead you should receive their compensation, all depends on whether you hold you're allowed to force them to work for you and you're entitled to their work even though you're not supporting them. Right? In both cases you're not supporting them. If you hold that you're entitled to the work even though you're not supporting them, so then you can be kotzeitz, you can make such a deal that you should get compensation rather than having them work. If you hold that you're not entitled to their compensation to their work when you're not supporting them, so then you cannot make such a deal on their behalf. But wait a second, if that's the machlokes between the Mishnah and the Braisa, then Rabbi Yochanan says that a Rav is able to tell the Eved, I want you to work for me, but I'm not giving you any food. He's passing like the Braisa against the Mishnah. Why would he pass like a Braisa against the Mishnah? Now it must be that everyone holds Mishal Shemayim Uachel, and really you're not allowed to make any such deals. Ah, you might kotzeitz dam Rav Hoshea. What does it mean, kotzeitz? What does Rav Hoshea mean when he says you could be kotzeitz? So it means mizonos. What does it mean, mizonos? Says Rashi, my kotzeitz Rav Hoshea mizonos shiita na mizonos me ikara harbe shal yuchlu lechol ben anavim. We're not talking about making a deal with the employer that these people aren't going to be allowed to eat while they're working. No, they're for sure going to be allowed to eat while they're working. You tell the employer, though, look, I'm going to do you a favor. I'm going to stuff them so full before they go to work that they're not going to be able to look at food when they're working. They're not even going to be interested in eating when they're working because I'm going to give them so much mizonos right before they go off to work. But I want compensation for that. Right? I want some money for that. That's what we're talking about over here. You're not taking away anyone's right to eat. They're going to have every right in the world to eat. That's fine. What you're taking away is their desire to eat by overstuffing them, by feeding them. So the kavasei gabi behemto, teven nakutzla. So what, you want to say the same thing by the behema when it says that you could do by the behema that... that we said that you're not allowed to be kotzeitz for the behemoth. Why not? Why can't you be kotzeitz for the behemoth if that's all it means? If all it means is overstuffing it before it starts to work. And Rashi points out that Tanya Lael didn't, after all, we learned at Brisa before, that Rashi Balabais, the Hatir Parkia Amir, that the Balabais is allowed to put a bundle of food in front of the food that the animal is going to be working on, so that the animal will be full by the time it gets to work. So the maskana is, it must be that the machlokus between the Brisa and the Mishnah must really be as we thought before, whether mishalohu ochel or mishal shmaim ochel. So we have this whole long sugya, is it mishalohu ochel or is it mishal shmaim ochel? And the final answer is machlokas between the Brisa and the Mishnah. Okay, new Mishnah. Not really new, because we just saw it. Kotze tzadam al yidei atzma al yidei b'no bito agadolim, al yidei abdo v'shivchas agadolim, al yidei ishto, mipre sheish ben das. A person can make a deal to take away the zuchusei achila for b'no bito agadolim, avdo v'shivchas agadolim, and his wife, because all of them have the ability to be mochel. They all have das and the ability to be mochel. Avaleinu kotze tz al yidei b'no bito katanim, v'lo yidei avdo v'shivchas agadolim, v'lo yidei But you can't make any such deal for your young children, your young avadim, or your behema, because they do not have the das to be mochel. If you hire workers to work on your neta ravai, they are not allowed to eat. We saw this as well. And if you don't let them know in advance that it's going to be neta ravai, so then you should be podo the neta ravai and allow them to eat from it. Obviously, generally speaking, they would not be allowed to eat from it, because you're not allowed to eat neta ravai outside of your shleiman as a din of meiser sheni. But if you didn't let them know that it's neta ravai and they were coming into this employment thinking that they're going to, part of their compensation is that they're going to have the ability to eat from that food, and then you spring on them last minute, guess what? It's neta ravai. No, you have to allow them to eat the food. You have to be poda that neta ravai. Nisparsu agulov nisparsu chaviyosav harelu lo yochlu. If your fig cakes came apart and you need them to be pressed together, or your barrels of wine spilled out and you need them to be repackaged, so again, the people who are involved in that kind of work do not get to eat, because it already had a gemar malacha. So once it already had a gemar malacha, they're no longer able to eat. If you never let them know in advance, though, then you should, even though it had a gemar malacha, just take off the maestros and let them eat from it. Meaning the only reason they're not allowed to eat once it has a gemar malacha is because it's already chayv maestros, it's already tevel, and they're not allowed to eat tevel. But if you didn't let them know, and they really thought, when you told them, I need you to come package my wine for me, they really thought they're going to be able to drink some of it, and they had no reason to think otherwise. So now you have to allow them to drink, and the only way to do that is by taking off the maestros first. Shomrei peros ochlim mehilchos medina avalom min haTorah. People who guard produce are allowed to eat mehilchos medina. What does that mean? The only Rashi on this Mishnah, because the whole Mishnah has already been explained in previous Gemaras. Kivar nahagu kein. Mehilchos medina means that's the minhag, that everyone does that. That shomrei peros are allowed to eat, but min haTorah they're not allowed to eat, because they're not really doing anything. Only when you're working you're allowed to eat. When you're shomrei peros, you're not doing anything. You're just standing there watching. So says Gemara, Shomrei Peros, Amar Rav Lo Shanu El Shomrei Ginos Upardesin. This is only true about Shomrei Ginos Upardesin, people who are guarding over gardens and orchards. Avol Shomrei Gisos Va'arimos Ochlim Min haTorah. But if what they're guarding over is wine presses and piles of unprocessed produce, so then they could be Ochel Min haTorah. Why, what's the difference? So if you look at Rashi, Lo Shanu Dein Shomron Ochel Min haTorah, when do we say that the Shomron cannot eat on a Doraisa level? El Shomrei Ginos Upardesin Tahavale Mechubar B'Sha'a She'in Gemar Malacha. Hilkach Min haTorah Lo Achil Va'achil Mehilchos Medina. Meaning it's something that's not yet have a gemar melacha, it's still mechubar lekarka. So in such a case, that's where we say that the shomer cannot eat min haTorah. Avol shomer gitos va'arimos ad shelo nigmar melacha l'maaser ochel af min haTorah kedin osa betalush. Since what you're working on is something that's already talush, that's already detached from the ground, so granted it's not real work, but it's already detached from the ground, so therefore you could be ochel min haTorah just like anyone else who's osa betalush, who does work with that which is talush. So anyway, that's the svara of Rav. Kasavar Mishamar Kosa Maisa Dami, because Rav holds that being shomer something is considered a maisa, that is called work. The whole issue over here is, are you doing work on Mechubar or are you doing work on Talish? That's the whole issue. But a Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, no. Lo shana l'shamer gitos v'arimos. That when do we say that you cannot eat Minatora but you can eat Melchus Medina? That's by shamer gitos v'arimos. Avol shamer gitos v'pardesim v'enemachum lo Minatora v'lo Melchus Medina. If you're a shamer gitos v'pardesim, you can't eat at all, even Melchus Medina. Why can't you eat Minatora anything? He says, you're simply not working. You're not doing a maisa. You're just standing there and watching something. So Mishamar is not considered like an osa maisa dami. This is reminiscent. Whenever you discuss what's called a maisa, what's not called a maisa, Chavrusa called me yesterday. He said, didn't you remember Rabbi Sachs has three shitos from Rishonim about in one of his svarim. He has three shitos from Rishonim when we say that something's a lav sheyesh ba maisa versus a lav she'ein ba maisa. That you get malchus on a lav sheyesh ba maisa versus a lav she'ein ba maisa. That there are three shitos that a lav she'ein ba maisa you don't get malchus on a lav she'ein ba maisa you do. There are three shitos on how to define yesh ba maisa and ein ba maisa. So part of the definition is what's called the maisa. But there are certain lavin like we had by the lav the chasima and Shabbos's daf. There are certain lavin that sometimes have a maisa and sometimes all it is akima svasav. All it is right. We had the idea of chasma bekal. Right, you muzzle the animal with your voice by telling it to stop eating. So the gedarim, lav sheish b'maisa, lav she'im b'maisa, are subject to machlokas. Over here, we're discussing what a maisa is. It's different than the three machlokas. Three machlokas he has is when you have something that's sometimes with a maisa, sometimes done without a maisa. Is that called a lav sheish b'maisa because sometimes it's done with a maisa? Is it called a lav she'im b'maisa because sometimes it's done without a maisa? Or do you say no? When it's done with a maisa, it's a lav sheish b'maisa. When it's done without a maisa, it's lav she'im b'maisa. That's the three machlokas. Rishonim. Now you have a machlokes between the Magen Mishnah, the Ravid, and the Sefer HaChinuch. Okay, but that's not really our topic. Says the Gemara, Masav Ravach Bar Avuna, Meshamras Hapara Mitame Begadim. If a person guards over a paraduma, so anyone who does any work with the paraduma, his begadim become tame. So what if you're guarding the paraduma? So tame begadim. V'yam mesham alav kol samaisa dami. But if you hold guarding is not called a maisa, am I mitame begadim? Why should it become tame begadim? We're assuming the same geder for a maisa for melacha work with the paraduma is the same geder for maisa when it comes to the rights to eat, that you have the right to eat from a field when you are osa maisa, when you're doing melacha, when you're doing work. Samra barula gzeira shemiyaz ba'ever. No, that's a gzeira that he has tumas begadim because we're afraid he might move one of the limbs of the animal, meaning he might actually do a maisa. But Einachinami, so long as he does not do any maisa, so then Einachinami, he would not actually become mitame begadim. Masav Rav Kahana, Hamishabra Arba v'Chamish Mekshal Sarezav Leimalik Krisom Echad Me'en El Mikolachad V'Echad Ochel Fi Cheshbon. Let's say you're watching over four or five different squash fields, so you should not eat, or you should not fill your stomach from one of those fields. Rather, you should be fair and distribute the achila amongst all the four fields evenly. V'Yami Mesham Alav Chosam Aysedam Yamai Ochel. But wait a second, if all you're doing is guarding, why are you eating? I thought Meshamer is not Ka'usa Maisa. If you hold Meshamer, it's not called a Maisa, so why are you eating at all? Some Rav Sim Barashi, Ba'akurin Shanu. No, we're dealing over here with stuff that's uprooted. That are uprooted from the ground. They're talush, and therefore you're allowed to eat mehilchus medina. So, fact the gemara. But wait a second, akurin. If they're already uprooted from the ground, fellow in the gemara malacha the meiser. But then it already had a gemara malacha from meiser, and doesn't that mean that once it's already had a gemara malacha that you're not allowed to eat from it? So the answer is gemara. No, shlonitol pika shalahem. The blossoms haven't been cut off of them yet, and therefore it's not called nigmar malachtin yet. So therefore it's no problem to eat from it. So mehilchus medina again, minatori. You wouldn't be allowed to eat from it because it's not called a maisa. But mehilchus medina, you're allowed to eat from it. Amar Ravashi kavasei de Shmuel mistaver. It's more mistaver to say like Shmuel than it is to say like Rav. Meaning, it's more mistaver to say that shmira is not osa maisa. The Tanan, because we have a Mishnah ve'elu achlu minatora ha'osa b'mechuber lekarka b'shas gemar melacha b'talosh. Right, we already had this Mishnah about a week ago that the following things are allowed to be ochel, the following types of work you're allowed to be ochel from the field when you do the following types of work. And we said when you're osa b'mechuber lekarka at the shas gemar melacha b'talosh min lekarka, etc. So that implication of that line is mechlal di'ika deloka achlu minatora melachas medina. From the fact that it doesn't just say Elu Ochlin, it says Elu Ochlin Minatora, the implication is that there's going to be a category of people who do work by which they're not Zocha to be Ochlin Minatora, but Milchus Medina they will be allowed to eat from. But then Ema Sefer, when the Mishnah itself contrasts those who are Ochel Min HaTorah, who does it contrast with them? Who does it contrast them with? Ve'elu She'einon Ochlin, people who don't eat at all. So that's another, my Einon Ochlin, what does Einon Ochlin mean? Ilei M'she'einon Ochlin Min HaTorah, Ela Milchus Medina, Hayna Reisha. Einon Ochlin can't mean that it's that they're not eating Min HaTorah, but they are eating Milchus Medina, because we already made mention, or not explicit mention, but implied that there exists such a category in the Reisha. So we already know that anyone who falls short of the Reisha's Ochlin Min HaTorah is going to be in the category of Ochlin Milchus Medina. So what does it mean when it says Ve'elu She'einon Ochlin? Elav Shein Ochlin Lo Min HaTorah V'lo Milchus Medina. It must be people who do not eat, not Min HaTorah, and also not Milchus Medina. Umayni, who and what are they? Also, who's in that category? Also B'mechubel L'Karka B'Shah Shein Gemar Melecha. And therefore, Kal v'chomer, Shomer Ginos u'Pardesos are going to be included in that category. And that's a raya to Shmuel, that the Shomer Ginos u'Pardesos are not Ochel Kol Iker, that who's Ochel Milchus Medina? The Shomer Ginos v'Aremos are Ochel Milchus Medina. But the Shomer Ginos u'Pardesim are not Ochel Kol Iker, they don't get to eat at all. Period. New Mishnah. So now we're going to get into a whole new topic. Now we're finally done with the idea of a poel eating while he's doing his work. Now we're going to get into the very important and critical concept of shomrim, of the dalit shomrim, which we've touched upon before, obviously. So arba shomrim, there are four levels of shomrim. Shomer chinam, shoel, nosi sachar, and socher. Right? There's a shomer chinam who watches something for free. The shoel who's on the opposite end of the spectrum, who borrows and therefore gets all the benefits but doesn't have to pay anything for those benefits because he gets to borrow and use the item, and therefore he has the highest level of responsibility. Nosi sachar and the socher, who seem to be somewhere in between in terms of their level of responsibility. Now the Mishnah is going to outline what each one is responsible for. Shomer chinam nishba al hakol. Shomer chinam swears on everything. Now when we say he swears on everything, it means he's potter from everything. All he's got to do is swear that he wasn't poshaya, that he wasn't negligent, and he's off the hook. As long as he wasn't poshaya, he's off the hook. Vashoel mishali mesakol. Vashoel pays for everything. Nosei sachar vasocher nishba mal shvura. A shomer sachar and a socher, they swear, meaning their pater, if it breaks, gets captured, or dies. Meaning, they, as long as they swear that they weren't negligent in those cases, they're going to be pater. But, if it's gneva aveda, if it gets stolen or lost, then they're going to have to pay for it. They cannot take a shvua and get off the hook. They're chayiv for gneva aveda. So the Mishnah very clearly puts shoel on one side, shomer chinam on the other side, shomer sachar and socher together in the middle. Shomer sachar and socher having the same din. The Sameach has an interesting formulation in Hilchos Schirus. The Sameach trying to be magdir the difference between a shomer sachar and a shomer chinam. The Sameach says that a shomer sachar and socher and shoel, for that matter, are all real shomrim, meaning they are all makabel on themselves certain responsibilities of shomrim. So the shomer chinam, the way to be magdir a shomer chinam is that he's never really makabel on himself a responsibility. It's just that he's makabel on himself not to be poshea. Poshea is like a mazik, right? When you're poshea, it's as if you're actively damaging something or passively damaging something. So he's makabel on himself not to be a mazik. That's it. But he's not makabel on himself any active shmira. So it's ki'ilu, he's not really a shomer, he's just someone who's not going to destroy something while the item is in his rishus. Whereas the other shomrim actively take upon themselves dinei shmira. That's how not everyone agrees with that formulation, but that's how the Ar Sameach is magdir, the difference between the shomer chinam and everyone else. Anyway, mantan arba shomrim, who's the one that says that there are four shomrim? Amr Rav Nachman Amr Rav Bar-Vor Meiri, that's the shita of Meir. Amr Rav Rav Nachman Meika Delesle arba shomrim. What do you mean? Who says there are four shomrim? Everyone holds there are four shomrim. It's not just from Meir. So answers more. Amalei hachi kaminilach. No, this is what I meant. Man tana socher kenosei sachar. Who's the one that categorizes these four shomrim by putting socher and the shomer sachar in the same boat and saying that you have shomer chinam on one end, shomer shoel on the other end, and socher kenosei sachar in the middle, that they're the same? That's Rav Meir he. Says Gemara, really? That's Rav Meir? V'Rameir Ribcha Shaminalei. We thought Rav Meir taught the exact opposite. D'tanya socher ketan mishalem. Rav Meir amok shomachinam rigdom amok shomach sachar. How does a socher pay? Rav Meir says the socher is a din of Shamar Chinam. Rabbi Yehuda says the Socher is the din of a Shomer Socher. So how can you say, you're trying to find out who the Tana is that puts Shomer Socher and Socher in the same category, and you say it's Rav Meir? No, Rav Meir is one that says that a Socher is like a Shomer Chinam. So answers the Gemara, Rabba Baravua Ipcha Katani. Yeah, Rabba Baravua had that same brisa with the Shitos reversed, that Rav Meir is the one that said that a Socher is like a Shomer Socher, and Rabbi Yehuda is the one that said that a Socher is like a Shomer Chinam. So that solves all the problems. But in fact, the Gemara, wait a second, Ihachi Arba'a? The Mishnah started by saying there are four Shomrim. Now, four Shomrim doesn't mean there are four possible deals you can have with the guy who's going to watch. There are dozens of deals you can have with the person who's going to watch something for you. Arba Shomrim meant four categories. But wait a second. Regardless of what you hold about the Socher, whether he's a Shomer Chinam, whether he's a Shomer Sachar, Shloshaninu, he's one of the other categories. He's not his own separate category. He fits into one of the other categories. He's either a Shomer Chinam or he's a Shomer Sachar. So what do you mean that there are four Shomrim? Shomrim Nachum Reyitzchak, Dalit Shomrim V'dineim Shlosha. No, there are four basic arrangements you can make with somebody to watch something for you. Obviously, details can change in terms of how much compensation, etc., and all the. But basic arrangements. There are four basic arrangements that you can make with somebody to watch something for you. The dinim of those four basic arrangements are divided into three categories. How we divide them? That's machlok shomer Rabbi Yehuda, where the socher fits in. Now the Gemara tells a story. Yahu raya, there was a shepherd, which we assume stam shepherd is a shomer socher, right? Because why would I agree to shepherd somebody's sheep? Obviously, if I am a shepherd for a living, you pay me to shepherd your sheep. I'm not allowed to use them. I'm just allowed to watch them. That's my job. So he's a shomer socher. Hahu raya dava karoi chayusa gudu dinar papa. So there was this shepherd that was shepherding sheep on the shepherding animals on the edge of Nahar Papa, of the River Papa. Sharig chadaminayu v'naflas li lamaya. One of the animals slipped and fell into the water and drowned. Also the command the Rabba upatre. So they went to Rabba. Rabba said, "You're pater." Amar mayav le lemevik. Because after all, Rabba said, "What were you supposed to do?" Hanatar kedinat reentry. All shepherds bring the flock to the riverbank. You did exactly that. You didn't do anything unusual. So no, as long as you watched as to the normal level of Shmira, you're going to be pater. Says Rashi, Veinza Aveda El Ones. That's not called Aveda, that's called Ones. As long as you did what you're supposed to do, what normal people do in watching the sheep, that's by definition an Ones. Samle Abaye, Abaye says, what? El Me'ata, so when it's normal for people to leave their flocks outside of the town while they go in and take a lunch break inside of town or go shopping inside of town and then come back out to their unattended flocks, so you want to tell me that that's also called an ones because that's what people do, since it's normal for people to do that, that's called an ones? So I'm relaying in. He says that's exactly correct. Yes. If that's what people do, that's called an honest. He says, okay, oh yeah? Well then, gana port to be in the ganu in shiachin amid butter. If you take a little nap at the time that people normally take a little nap in the middle of their work day, so that's also going to be butter? And he says, yeah, you're getting the idea now. That's exactly right. That anything that's normal for people to do, as long as you do that as a Shomer Sachar, that's going to, and something happens, it's going to be called an Ones, as long as you did a normal level of Shmira. So now the Gemara is going to pose a series of three questions on this Shita, that as long as you're no Tekka Denatri Inchi, that it's okay. Up until now, it wasn't really questions on you. It's just, huh? And then, yeah, that's exactly right. Now it's questions, actual questions. So Esvei, Elu Hemonsin, the following things are considered ones, shomer sachar patra alein, that a shomer sachar would be patra on. Kigon, similar to vatipol shva vatikachem vesanarim hikul ficharef, that when it says in Sefer Iov, when Iov started losing everything, because as we heard last week from Judge Butler, the whole story with the Satan going and speaking to the Ribbono Shel Olam and saying, let me make Iov's life miserable and we'll see if he's still loyal to you. So Iov had all this money and all these flocks and all these children, and what happened? He lost them all. So what happened? Bandits came and violently killed them and took everything. So that's ones. So don't you see anything short of that is not ones? Samalei, Hasam Chazani Masa. No, over there we're talking about Shomrim where more is expected of them. They're the Shomrei Ir, they're the people who are supposed to protect the city at night, that everyone in the city relies on them for their safety and security, and therefore they need a higher level of Shemirah. But a typical Shomer Sachar only needs Kedinatri and Chi. Ace Fili Mar says another question on Masai Shomer Sachar Chayv Lishmar Ad Kedei Hayisi Biyom Achal Nichor V'Karech Balayla. How, to what level does the Shomer Sachar have to watch? Like it says by Yaakov Avinu, the Yaakov Avinu tells Lavan, you know how loyal I was to you, you know how good I was to you. I would sit there in the freezing cold nights and in the boiling hot sun in the day, and I would, you know, deal with whatever came my way. So don't you need that level of Shemirah? Amalei, Hasamnami b'chazani masa. No, that's also chazani masa. That's when you're relying on somebody for that level of security. So Amalei, Atu Yaakov Avinu chazani masa. The Gemara says, no, that answer worked the first time. But come on, we're talking about Yaakov Avinu over here. Was Yaakov the security force of the entire city? That he's considered chazani masa, that he has to give that level of Shemirah for Lavan's sheep? So answers Gemara, no. Da Amalei l'Lavan, natulach netirus yisirta, ki chazani masa. No, that was Yaakov Avinu's exact point. He was trying to say, look how far beyond what I was required to do, I did for you. I went, you know, I was shomer kichazane masa, which was not at all required of me. Ace fei a third kasha, roish hay roavini echedro baliir, a guy who was shepherding and he left the flock and he went into the city. Baza a vitarav abba arividaras, and then a wolf comes and rips apart, or a lion comes and is dores and tramples on and rips apart the sheep. Ein omdim ilu hayasham hayamatzil ela omdim also im yachla hatzil chayvim lav pater. We don't make the estimation by saying if he was there he would have saved it. We don't say automatically no, he would have been able to save them. No, we have to take a look at what he really would have been able to do. Would he have been capable of standing up to this lion? So if so, then he's chayiv. If not, then he's pater. My lav da albid nadayli inchi. Wait a second, didn't he just leave the flock at a time where it's normal, where it's a normal thing for most of the shepherds to leave them? In which case, he lived up to his level of Shemirah, so why should he ever be responsible, even if he could have saved the flock had he been there? Says Marlo, Da'al bin Adlo Aileen. No, he went at a time where the other shepherds were not going into the city. He abandoned these sheep at the wrong time, at a time where he was not entitled to. Ihachia, my pater. But wait a second, if he abandoned them at the wrong time, at a time where he was not entitled to do so, then why should he ever be pater? Even if it was a team of lions that came and ripped apart his flock, and there's nothing he would have been able to do about it, still, that's called chilasa b'pshia. What he did was he was poshea. He abandoned his flock. And so for Ba'ones. Granted, the way they ended up getting killed was Ba'ones, but aren't you chayiv for tchilasa b'pshia v'sof Ba'ones? Answers Gemara, d'shama kal arye va'al. No, he originally heard lions coming, so he quickly ran away. So then why do we have to analyze what he could have or could not have done? What was he supposed to do? Your lion's coming. So he should have gathered together the other local shepherds and gotten their sticks and tried to chase away the lions. Then why is it only Shomer Sachar? Shomer Chinam in the same position would have been obligated to do the same thing, to chase away the lions. Shomer Chinam would only have to do that if he can find other people to help him for free. Shomer Sachar has to even find other people who he has to pay to help him. Va'ad kama, how much does he have to pay them? Ad kadei demeh, until the value of the flock. Ve'echam not seen him Shomer Sachar shechayev ba'onsin. But where do we ever find that Shomer Sachar is chayev in ones? So no, he's not going to have to actually pay. He has to pay people to help him, but then the balabayas is going to have to incur the expenses of it. Why is that helpful to the balabayas? If you're going to have to pay these guys to help chase away the lions up until the value of your flock, well then you're paying for your old flock anyway. You might as well buy a new one. You'd rather not buy a new one. You have a connection to the animals that you have. Or you'd rather not have to go shopping around for a new one. It's easier for you to just keep the ones you have. But they disagreed with Rabbi's idea that all you need to do is watch it to the level that people watch. Because you could say, look, I'm paying you not to watch like normal people, I'm paying you to watch extra. The porter was transporting animals over the bridge of Narash. One of the animals pushed the other one and fell into the water. They went to Rav Papa was mechayev him. He said, what did you want me to do? You should have passed them over the bridge one at a time, so they couldn't have pushed each other. He says, what? Do you know of anyone that's able to do? Is there anyone in the Jewish people who's able to actually do that, to pass them over one by one? A lot of people like you have complained about the high standards that we have for them, and no one listens. Listen, those are the high standards, that's what you got to deal with. Ivo Afkid Kisna Beirunya, he was Mafkid Flax by Runya. Azul Shavu Shamtimine, and someone came, Shvo, a person, came and he was a listim, and he took it away from him. Lasof Hukaraganav, then they found out who the perpetrator was. Azul Kamed Rav Nachman Chayve, and they went to Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman was Machayev him to pay, since they knew who the Ganav was. He's not, it's just a matter of the Tircha of suing the Ganav. So he was Machayev him to pay. Lema Pligad Ravuna Baravin, the Shalach Ravuna Baravin, Nigav Abaonis Varchachu Karaganav. So this is against Ravuna Baravin, who says that in the same exact case, Im Shomorchinam, who Ratza Nishpa Ratza Osimodin. You have the right. If you want, you can swear that you weren't Poshe and get off the hook. Or you can take it upon yourself to sue the guy. Im Shomer Sachar, who Osimo Din Venu Nishpa. If you're a Shomer Sachar, you have to be Osim Odin, and you can't just swear and get off the hook. Amarava Hasam Gavri Depar. So isn't that against Rav Huna Bar Avin? So Amarava Hasam Gavri Depar Muska Havukaimi Di Ramakala Vaasu Matzalnei. No, in that case, there were policemen available that if you would have just screamed out, they would have helped you out, and therefore you're going to have a higher level of responsibility. But when there were no policemen available who could have helped you out, you won't have the higher level of responsibility.
Sorry about that.